Welcome to the Well-Nourished Mother Podcast. This is a show for women who desire a deeper, more mindful, and meaningful pregnancy, birth, and motherhood experience. In this space, we bring so much reverence to the rite of passage that is the maiden to mother journey. I'm your host, Lauren Fortuna Flock, founder of Nest and Nourish. I'm an ex-nurse turned birth worker, holistic nutritionist, and somatic coaching student with a fiery passion for birth prep and motherhood prep that blends the head and the heart. Join me for inspiring conversations with experts, mothers, and all-around badass wise women, exploring all the ways we can nourish ourselves, body, mind, and heart, in pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This space will help you cultivate the knowledge, practices, and resources you need to be the most embodied, vibrant, authentic, intuitive, and well-nourished mother you deserve to be. So welcome. Let's do this.
Hello, hello. Today I am sharing something exciting and different and new. So this is the start of a new co-created series, or kind of like a sub-podcast within my podcast, The Well-Nourished Mother. So these episodes named Musings and Magic, I love the name so much, Musings and Magic, These episodes are a sub-podcast where my best virtual friend, Nicole Pasphere, and I come together to have conversations anchored around cyclical embodiment, aligning to our cycles and the cycles of nature, moon cycles. And we're also exploring all of the witchy, more woo-woo stuff, for lack of a better term, that we both love and appreciate and are deepening into. We are closet witches, witch curious, and we're just so open and eager to really kind of figure out what this all means for us personally. So the intention is for Nicole and I to meet on the full and new moons of each month to do a bit of an energy check-in and allow it to really become a ritual we can anchor into. And I hope that it serves as a ritual for you as well. I just really think we're missing out on rituals. And I just have this longing to have more ritual in my life. So we're also going to be exploring nuanced conversations around big topics related to, like I said, cyclical orientation, feminine embodiment in business and in motherhood, and yeah, our own personal explorations related to reclaiming our inner witch. So who is my friend Nicole Pasphere? You might remember her from episode four, where she was a guest, but she has very quickly turned into one of my absolute favorite people. And we are literally virtual friends. We live a province away from each other in Canada. So she's in Alberta and I'm on the west coast of BC, but our friendship has really blossomed and we find ourselves on Zoom calls for hours, having these really deep and meaningful conversations where we bring our curiosity and we go deep on topics that not a lot of people want to talk about. So Nicole is this incredible mom to a toddler. She's a business coach, but she's really not your average mom or business coach. Everything she does is infused with such thoughtfulness, and she has this way of really helping you go deep and come home to yourself so you can really connect with your own strategy or your own intuition instead of just, you know, creating this carbon copy of herself where she has all the answers. She's not that kind of business coach. She really helps you just look inward and make your own rules. And she's so inspiring in everything that she does, the way she thinks, the way she moves through the world. And I just love and appreciate her so much. So I can't wait for you all to get to know her better through this fun sub-co podcast thing we've decided to do. So yeah, like I said, it's a fun way to anchor into the woo, reclaim that witch, reclaim what witch means to each of us personally and what it means to claim that word and be a modern day witch. I think there's so many definitions of what it means, and we're not coming at this as experts at all in terms of anything that we're talking about here, astrology, new moon, full moon, any of that. We're just sharing our curiosity with you. We're learning as we go. We're asking questions we don't have answers to. But more than anything, I hope it just inspires deeper thought and deeper conversation. So I will leave it at that for now. This is literally being created in real time. So it's going to ebb and flow and grow into whatever it needs and wants to become. So tune in, get a little taste of our first new moon energy check-in, and stay tuned as there will be some fun resources for you very soon so that you can kind of follow along and participate in the energy check-ins and anchor into the ritual of the new and full moons. And speaking of participating, we are excited to announce that we're hosting a virtual women's circle to honor the upcoming spring equinox. So join us for this 1.5 to 2 hour immersion. We're leaving space for it to be as long as it needs. But this immersion is going to be held on Zoom, and it's going to help anchor into that juicy energy of spring. We're going to be including a somatic drop-in, some guided prompts, and a beautiful kind of vision casting, future casting experience. There'll be sharing circles, of course, and a take-home ritual. And that is all on March 19th on Zoom. So check out the show notes for more information. All right, let's get into it. Here we go.
Okay, we're here. It's Nicole and Lauren. This is so funny. So, okay, I'm just going to start flabbing my loud mouth.
Go for it.
This has been something that we have been, I feel like it's been this beautiful slow gestation. I feel like we both have been journeying together in our podcast creation. We each have our own podcasts, obviously me on Rewild and Free, formerly Not Just a Mom, and then you with the Well Nourished Mother podcast. And the entire time we've been holding hands and figuring things out together and constantly kind of thinking of like different conversations and adding to the list of, okay, yeah, you come on my show and let's talk about that, or I'll come on your show and let's talk about that. And then I feel like, I don't even remember when it was, I reached out to you and said, hey, like, I want to be a little bit more intentional with, just, I suppose, adding some ritual around the new and full moon. I've already been doing a lot of work in terms of like cyclical orientation, but the lunar phases is one thing that I haven't really clicked into yet. And I hummed and hawed a bit if I wanted it to be a community thing where I was maybe doing like women's circles on these days, and nothing was feeling quite right. And then finally, with Lauren, why don't we like do almost like a shared podcast and we can do these energy check-ins on the new and full moon? And you were like, yeah, that's perfect. And this was, I think, a couple months ago. Like, we've been kind of simmering on this for a little bit and kind of teetering back and forth and what we actually wanted this to become. And it, has kind of morphed into this beautiful thing. And I feel like the last couple of days or weeks, things have finally landed and clicked into place. It's felt good to make decisions and move forward. And I really am celebrating us for not rushing into this, right? This could have been something that we forced and birthed really quickly out of, I don't even know, but we've just allowed it to organically become what it's becoming. And so here we are. This is technically our first call together. I actually had you on my podcast earlier this week, but that wasn't a part of this, just a coincidence that they're going to be back to back on my podcast. But basically what Laura and I are doing are, I don't even know how to explain it, like a sub podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. A podcast within a podcast.
Yeah. Is that a thing? We're doing it.
We're doing it.
I think noticing some discomfort for both of us of like, well, what are we doing? And like, how does this work? How will it work? Like, this isn't modeled very frequently to us. And then I did actually see one of my current like favorite coaches on the internet right now, Kat Husu Lee, along with another one of my favorite nervous system coaches, Lindsay Lockett, I noticed do something similar to this. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is the exact like modeling we needed. Not that we needed like proof that it works, but just to kind of see tangibly how they're doing it. And so basically our intention moving forward is to do these likely twice monthly check-in calls together. Sometimes it being a quick, hey, how are you doing? What's up in terms of your energy and the lunar phase, and whether it's new moon, full moon, intention setting, goal setting, whatever it is, But then also sometimes we want to have some really big, hard conversations together that don't really feel right to facilitate as a solo podcast on just one of our own podcasts. So yeah, here we are. We're doing it.
Yeah. And like we want to, yeah, because in the background, outside of our podcast, we're constantly having these incredible conversations. And it's like, well, why aren't we sharing them with the world? Why aren't we, like doing something with them, sharing them? Because I know they will be so relatable to a lot of people. And I want to celebrate too that, yes, we've taken our time, but we've also, it's not like we've been on the back end, like really planning or like really figuring out what it is we're going to do. I'm proud of us for just kind of diving in as well. Like, yeah, it was organic, but also we're not getting stuck in our usual patterns of like overthinking and planning it and making sure it's perfect. We're just literally sitting down today and we're like, okay, before we hit record, we're like, okay, what are we doing? We're like, I don't know, just hit record. Let's see what happens.
We caught ourselves. We're like, let's not overthink this. Let's just hit record.
Yes. So celebrating us because that is something we're both, you know, perpetually working on is getting stuck in that functional freeze. So proud of us for just doing the thing. And it's about checking in with our own cycles, with the lunar cycles. We're diving into a little bit of those witchy things. And I think we're going to have lots of juicy conversations about what witch even means. And like, I know, Nicole, you have now added it to your Instagram bio
I am declaring it a closet witch.
Yeah.
So I'm not completely out of the closet yet, but I mean, it's something that I'm leaning into. It's something that I'm exploring and playing around with in my own self-expression. And I know, again, this is probably going to be woven into the conversations as we commit to this, where there's aspects of witchcraft and magic, and those feel like really big words and words that I've never resonated with until recently. And I needed a different like light shined on them and seeing them from a new perspective, because I think I've grown up, I mean, okay, long story short, here we go. Also, side note, I have a headphone in, but I just realized I don't hear you through my headphone. So I don't know why I'm wearing the headphone. The sound's coming through my computer. So I'm going to take that out of my ear. But no, long story short, like my background childhood, like I come from white, privileged, middle class Christian. I went to a private Christian school when I was growing up. And so conversations around like witchcraft and magic, and even I think I've actually done a podcast episode around this, where like for a while even like potentially getting an oracle card deck and playing into any of those things didn't feel safe, because I was told for a long time that they weren't safe, that witchcraft was like from the devil. And you and I have both been exploring some of the history around witches and witchery and witchcraft, and just kind of diving deeper into what it actually is and where it got lost and where it got demonized, and maybe how we can kind of reawaken and reclaim it into modern day motherhood, maybe for you, and like business for me, and just that feminine embodiment aspect of it. I think that's something that you and I are both very passionate about, is reclaiming womanhood. And so where does the witch come into that? That's something that we're both kind of playing with right now.
Yeah. And just these like modern day definitions of what that even means. And I think it can be so far from what you automatically think of when you think of the word witch. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to explore this more. Me as well. I've never really resonated with that word witch. My only association with the word is like Wicca. So really, you know, growing up, I also went to Catholic school as a kid. That kind of stuff was never talked about. But I always knew that I was a very intuitive person. I always knew that I enjoyed learning about, you know, the more non-mainstream things like astrology, like, you know, the moon cycles, and now, you know, how our own menstrual cycles tie into that. So yeah, it's a very broad definition that I think we're playing with here. But yeah, I'm excited to further explore what it meant and what it means now, and most importantly, what it means to us individually.
Yeah, exactly. And how we're embodying it in our work and our mothering and our craft. I also just saw Zoe's head pop up. So we could just name right away that like these episodes are not going to be super curated or polished. We're not going to be heavy in the editing. We are not going to allow lack of childcare to be the reason we don't sit down and record. So there's going to be toddler interruptions. Lauren and I both have a daughter of similar age. So we'll just name that so that it gives you that massive permission slip in case you need to dip out for whatever reason. Okay, where do we want to go today?
Well, it's new moon today, right? Mm-hmm. Actually today. Mm-hmm. And I guess I want to name that, like, you know, we're talking about new moon and full moon and a little bit of astrology. I am in no way an expert. I'm not even like I know the bare minimum. I know like the mainstream version of all of this. So again, we're playing.
Yeah, we're kind of learning and being curious together. And I mean, I think that's another intention with this show, if that's what we're calling it. It's its own show, I suppose. By the way, we're naming it Musings and Magic, which I love. Like, obviously the musings piece, I think, is, don't even think we have to explain it. Like, this is a space for us to just really unravel some big conversations that there aren't necessarily answers to. It's just exploration and curiosity and reflection. And I mean, like you said, these are things that you and I do together anyways. So it's really excited to make them a little bit more public and maybe bring our community into it to reflect with us and like just be on this journey with us. And then the magic piece, I think, is speaking to that reclamation and exploration of witch and magic and what that looks like. And I think for me, I'll speak for myself here. Like, I have been on this journey, I'd say, for the last year. Actually, I think it was my 2023, one of my New Year's intentions, when I was still doing intentions at the New Year. Now we know it's spring. but prior to unlearning some of that and kind of making that declaration that my declaration last year was like, I want to be more connected to nature. And I think when I made that declaration and set that intention, it was a little bit superficial in the sense of, okay, I want to be outside in nature more. I really want to like just ground with the earth and like be present when I'm outside. And so when I'm outside going for a walk, I really want to notice like the trees and the sunshine and the sounds and the scents and all those things. I think when I set that intention, that's what I meant. But what it turned into last year was this beautiful unraveling and reconnection to nature's cycles. So not just like the seasons of like fall, winter, spring, summer, but also my own internal seasons. So reconnecting with my menstrual cycle. And then also beginning to, I guess, like orient my life to the cycles. So my business and my womanhood, like all of it, I'm just much more cyclical oriented, I guess. And maybe this will be another conversation around cycle syncing and my own like journey and experience with that. But like I said at the beginning of this conversation, the one thing that I haven't really tapped into is the lunar phases, the lunar cycle. So I'm really excited to bring that intention here and explore that more. And I feel like that was a big tangent. I don't remember why I went there. Oh, I think I just wanted to bring in nature. Like, we kind of talked about just witchery and magic and all of that. And I think for me, my own definition and what I'm really connected to right now is that nature piece. And just holding deep reverence for how nature not only impacts us, but like how it moves through us. So,
and it's a model for so much, right? Like cycles of contraction and expansion, cycles of death and rebirth. I resonate with all of that so much, as you can see, and maybe not here yet, but Zoe is now on my lap. So we'll see what happens here. But do you want to say hi?
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
The other piece that I'm interested in too, and you kind of, you know, spoke to this, but just like where our cycles, our menstrual cycles tie into those lunar cycles. So why don't we start there and say, okay, like, what day are you on?
Yeah, I'm on cycle day two. So this has been fun for me. Like, I didn't get my cycle back postpartum till I think almost 18 months. It was a long time, almost to the point of like, oh my gosh, is something wrong with me? And you and I have talked about this before, like postpartum, not having our menstrual cycle to orient to and almost feeling
lost,
like
stuck.
Yeah, stuck like that, because the energy is literally stagnant. And so that was really interesting for me to experience this time last year, because I don't think I had my cycle back. And then when I did, it was like, oh my God, this is like the key to unlocking my inner world and just like understanding myself a little bit more and being able to trust and deepen my self-expression. It really opened up this beautiful can of worms. And it's been really cool to just watch my cycle since pre-pregnancy, I was always on birth control. So this is the first time in my life that I am not controlling my body with any like synthetic hormones. So that's also cool, and celebrating that and just like feeling into the freedom that that has given me. Specifically what I was trying to say is it's been cool to kind of watch my cycle steady out and slowly become closer in line with the new moon. So yeah, I'm almost bleeding with the new moon. I'm on day two, and then I'm almost ovulating with the full moon. So I think that's cool. I don't really know what that means, but I think it's cool.
Yeah. And it's funny, like somehow we're very close in our cycles as well. So I'm on day 27. Yes, Bubs, you want to say hi again?
Hi, Zoe.
Okay. So I'm on day 27. I'm feeling my energy really dip. I've been kind of sleeping way more than usual. No. I've been skipping my workouts. And just feeling very tired. I think I was also like fighting off a little bit of a cold these last few days. So just really feeling a big inward kind of shift as I gear up for that cycle day one.
I feel like this could become its own conversation in itself, but I feel like in like the cycle syncing world, and I think for a lot of women, that's kind of where they start, because that does offer a bit of a framework in how to understand your cycle a little bit more. For me, I ended up shooting all over myself when I attempted to cycle sync. So here's an example. Like, I'm on cycle day two in traditional like language around cycle syncing. Like, this should be a time of rest. I should be laying in bed and doing nothing. I should be hiding under a blanket and like cocooning myself and like deeply nourishing myself and all these things. And while some of that is true, like, I have leaned a little bit farther away from the shoulds and instead just really feel into like, okay, what do I actually want to do? And like, I feel like someone might be listening and thinking, oh, Nicole, like, you're on cycle day two. Why are you recording a podcast? You should save that for when you're ovulating. And like, yeah, okay, cool. You could, but like, I think there's different conversations that become more potent at certain times in your cycle. And obviously, like, if I am, let's say, about to launch a new program in my business, like, I'm likely going to save that closer to ovulation, because that confidence and that like magnetic energy is there. But I have no problem showing my face and like using my voice while I'm menstruating. I've actually noticed that I feel unwavered in my truth. There's almost like less hesitation and less fear, which is a really, really, really cool feeling. I keep kind of naming it as this inner peace. And I felt this, I'd say like 3 or 4 cycles in a row now. And it's beautiful, because I almost crave it. And I've spent my entire life dreading my bleed. And now it's something to look forward to because of this calm inner peace that I get to feel. I guess I just want to name that, like, that is what I'm experiencing right now. Obviously, I don't have any urge to, host like a big workshop or masterclass right now, or like go out and like socialize with a bunch of friends, I'm like literally curled up in like comfy clothes with my blanket and my warm tea. And it feels so nourishing to get to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah.
So nourishing.
And like, I think the ultimate goal here in like trying to reconnect to your cycle is to learn to listen to your body. So if you're just, you know, sticking to this prescribed way of how you should feel, what you should be doing, then that's not it either. You know, the idea is that, yes, as we begin to like tune into our bodies, into our cycles, give ourselves the rest when we need the rest.
Yeah.
Then yeah, your energy is going to shift and change throughout your cycle. Like I find I'm in a similar position when I am bleeding now, because I have leaned into it in past cycles and given myself that rest and just loosening of expectations to do and to keep up to my husband and, you know, all of that, that I do find that I have more energy now than I used to during that time. So it's all about listening to your body and learning to flow with it. Whatever your energy up, like ups and downs and waves and ebbs and flows, whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Learning to just really tune into that and trust it and react to it. Yeah. Flow with it.
I'm excited as we continue these check-ins and just kind of create some consistency around it. I'm excited to kind of reflect back some of the patterns that we see in each other and like, oh, hey, Lauren, like, oh, cool. You're like experiencing that same thing you experienced like a couple cycles ago, and just finding the patterns. Cause that's something that I've been kind of exploring on my own, but I think there's a lot of blind spots. And I think it's one of those things that it can be so, so potent to just surround yourself with another person or a community of people that can be that mirror for you. And so, yeah, I guess that's one of my intentions too with this collaboration, this show that we're creating, is that because there is that twice monthly consistency around the lunar cycle, it's also going to allow us to almost collect data within our own menstrual cycle, not in a like sciencey way, but in a, okay, cool. Yeah. Like this just helps us understand ourselves more. And this helps us also prepare for like future cycles and seasons, because it just it's literally just shining light on our inner blueprint, which is incredible.
Just gonna name, I'm so distracted because I have a toddler on my lap who's constantly trying to grab the microphone. But I'm trying. This is real life of being creative and a mom and trying to do it all at once.
I'm actually really impressed that Aubrey hasn't barged through the door yet. I said before we were hitting record that Dylan is, I think the deal was that they were going to change the fish water in our fish tank. So I think that's distracting her for a bit. I know our intention was to keep these, usually keep these calls like sort of short, unless we're really diving deep into a big conversation. Do you want to just, kind of refocus around the new moon energy and maybe name and set some intentions going forward into this next cycle? I know we have a Google Doc open that we are kind of free flowing some ideas in, and like we both said, like neither of us are experts in any of this. So I had pulled something off the internet around what the new moon in Pisces means. So today, March 10th, is the new moon in Pisces. And one thing that stood out for me is that the energy of Pisces guides us to go with the flow, to be less concerned with planning and plotting, and instead to bring ourselves into the present moment. While we may not have all of the answers and be in a state of unknowing, this new moon reminds us that this is where our creative powers lie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I'm really feeling that.
Yeah, for sure. I know I was quickly trying to read up on what this new moon, because even like the new moon in Pisces, that's all kind of new to me too. I don't fully understand it, but you know, thankfully there's a million people on Instagram that post really lovely things about it that I can learn from. So I love that, and I'm feeling that too. And in general as well, like the new moon is a time of new beginnings, of untapped potential, of manifestation. It's a time to reflect and reset and set intentions and kind of get clear on your desires and your intentions for the month ahead. And then the full moon is more of this time of like letting go and releasing. And we'll get into more of that on our full moon call, I'm sure. So yeah, just anchoring into this idea of new beginnings and setting new goals and intentions for the month ahead. I love that. And we're missing ritual in our lives. Like me personally, like I have none really, you know? So I just love this idea of being able to anchor into something as some kind of monthly, twice monthly ritual. So
do you feel called to publicly name any of the goals or intentions you're setting for this cycle?
I feel like today I'm hosting a mother circle with a good friend, Judith, locally in Victoria. And I feel like I'm finally kind of taking action on a lot of the things that I've been thinking about and overthinking about and kind of spinning my wheels a little bit. I've been in this really deep winter season of like growing my roots, really figuring out what it is I even want to do with my business, with my life, really shifting identities, letting go, all of these things. And I feel like I'm finally in this place. And again, maybe it's just this lovely luteal phase, kind of fearlessness that I'm also experiencing, but I've kind of taken action on a lot of things lately. Like I said, I'm hosting a mother circle today. I, you know, went live and did this little breathe with me thing, which was something that I wanted to try and play with and was feeling kind of, you know, scared about it, to be honest. So I'm hoping that I can just give myself the space to continue that, but also without pressure. You know, I'm not pressuring myself into doing it, but I do feel like I'm really coming into this more of like a spring, like it's, you know, turning into spring as well, where I want to be more out in the world. I want to be taking more action. So yeah, just kind of, I don't know if I have specific goals yet. Nothing that I've really like sat down and thought about yet. How about you? What's on your heart?
It's interesting that you shared some of that because, well, one, I resonate a lot with it. We have been on very similar journeys. And so also kind of coming out of this season of winter, I mean, literally, like physically, yeah. We both live in Canada, so we experience real winter. But then also just in my business and kind of fine-tuning some of the stuff that I really loved last year, I feel like 2023 for me was a year of exploration and play and trying a lot of new things on for size. And also, I think like three different pretty massive identity shifts, like business-wise, right? Like I think at the start of 2023, I started as a childbirth educator, and then that morphed into a motherhood coach, and I did my Seasons of Matrescence facilitator training, and then I really nerded out on the nervous system. And so that became a really big part of my coaching identity and still is. I mean, all of these things build onto each other. I think that's the coolest thing is as much as it feels like a full-on identity shift and like a death and a rebirth, that dead part of you just kind of alchemizes into something even cooler. It's not gone. Yeah. It's just different.
It informs the next iteration. Yeah. It's not even really a true death. Like it just kind of morphs into the next step, the next version.
So like even right now, like identifying as a business coach, for lack of a better word, I'm noticing how the childbirth educator in me and the motherhood coach in me, like she's still there. That still weaves into all of this. And that's really cool. But anyways, that was 2023 for me. And so this year there's been a lot of, okay, like, what are we actually doing here? What do I actually want to do? A lot of discernment between desire and obligation and unlearning some bullshit rules that I no longer choose to subscribe to, which is its own energy suck in itself. Like that's really hard work, right? To constantly just be in this season of unlearning and kind of letting go and just this constant feeling of vulnerability and almost nakedness. I feel like there's been a lot of nakedness in my life, not literally, just feeling like, wow, like I have really let everything go. I'm really putting myself out there and embodying new versions of myself that have always been there, but I've kind of been masking and just like not expressing, right? So just playing around with that self-expression piece. But anyways, coming back to like the question that we're talking about around intention setting for the new moon, much like
I was going to say, what question? I don't have
necessarily really big specific goals, because for the longest time, goal setting hasn't felt really safe for me. I've found myself almost attaching to this story that I'm not going to set really big goals because that's just setting myself up for failure. And so instead I set really small goals, but then it's like, well, what's the point? And it just kind of has become this really disconnected activity. Mm-hmm. And I think even removing the word goal kind of helps to, instead, if it just becomes an intention, that feels a lot softer. It also brings intention into the intention. So I guess for me, some intentions for this month are to actually begin putting myself back out there. For those that don't know, like the episode on my podcast before this kind of shares some of the experience that I've been through over the past 8 or so weeks. And there was a lot of wounds that were pressed on in terms of fear of rejection and fear of misunderstanding. And that has obviously left a huge imprint on how I am showing up right now. So I guess one of the intentions is to orient to safety and really resource myself to begin to showing up more in the Nicole way. And with that, I have a workshop training type thing. I don't know the deliverability of it yet, but that is in the works. I want to get that going. I want to finally launch the next iteration of Recalibrate. So Recalibrate is my once a year mastermind for moms. And I ran it for the first time last year and kind of clung on to this idea of doing, because it's 6 months long. So I clung on to this idea of doing it twice a year and having it back to back. And there was a lot of discomfort last year as it was ending in December, holding on to the obligation of, oh, well, I committed to doing this twice a year, so I need to run this thing again in December. That just didn't feel right. And so detaching to that, letting that go, has felt really good. And it's given me space to fine tune and reflect and really harness in and bring more intention into what I want the next iteration of Recalibrate to be. So I have decided to just do it once a year, the next cohort starting May 1st. So that's weaving into the intention for this month is, okay, we actually have to start talking about the thing, right? In business, like, things don't just like fill up magically. Like, you have to put yourself out there. You have to show up. You have to allow yourself to be seen. And so, I think that might be one of my biggest intentions this month, is to find safety in allowing myself to be seen. Because I have been in this season of winter, I have been kind of hibernating and cocooning business-wise. And then another thing, and we haven't even talked about this yet, we have decided to collab and do a spring equinox virtual women's circle together for March 19th. So that's obviously an intention, is to actually follow through on that and make it happen. I mean, we just said it out loud, so it's happening.
I know, it's happening.
We'll put links in the show notes. It's happening. But even that, like, that is a celebration for both of us too, because it's one of those things where, again, we haven't allowed ourselves to fall into that typical pattern of overthinking and, just falling into that freeze and inaction space. We're just doing
out
it.
Out of fear.
It helps that we're leaning on each other.
Yeah. And it's funny, so when I started first thinking like, okay, what are my goals? What are my intentions? Even those words like made me freeze and get stuck. Mm-hmm. And I kept, it puts pressure on, like, there needs to be an outcome. There needs to be it needs to be a business goal. But you know, if we shift that language into something more like, what do I want to embrace this month? Mm-hmm. What do I want to bring more of into my life this month? Mm-hmm. And when I think of those questions, it's easy. It's like, well, what do I want to embrace this month? I want to embrace using my voice more. Mm-hmm. I want to embrace showing up to serve in the ways that I've always wanted to, without that fear of like, is this good enough? Without that comparison. Yeah. What do I want to bring more of into my life this month? More collaboration. I've collaborated with my friend Judith on this mother's circle. We've been talking about collaborating with each other in some way, shape, or form for so long. And like you said, we're finally doing it without overthinking it and planning it to death. So I want more collaboration. I've really learned that is a really big love of mine, to collaborate with others, other women. So that's what I want to bring more of into my life this month, more collaboration.
I can echo both of those things, the collaboration, using your voice, all of that. And also want to add on to continuing to embrace the communication that my body is always giving me. So yes, I saw a quote recently where overthinking is, I think I told you what it was. What is it? Overthinking is basically not feeling. Overthinking is underfeeling, something like that. Yes. I feel called out because I am a notorious overthinker. But I also have been spending so much time and intention with reconnecting to my body. So it was almost I can't keep holding both identities. I can't keep being this overthinker, which I used to reframe as, I'm just really mindful and thoughtful. I just put a lot of thought into things. But I can't keep being that person and also be this embodied version of myself that I want to be. I really, really do want to be leaning into my body as the source of communication as opposed to my mind. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I still want to be mindful. Yeah, I still want to be thoughtful, but I don't want, the ego, my ego and my very analytical, critical mind to be running my show and making the decisions. I want to be really, really tapping into and feeling into the expansion or the constriction or whatever feelings my body is communicating to start making decisions. And I've been dabbling with that for the past year. So it's not like it's this brand new skill that I'm trying to do. It's now, it's actually trusting myself to do it. Because I've been practicing. So now it's can we actually do it for some really big decisions? Yeah. That's something that I want to embrace.
And of course, and you know this, but of course, doing it with so much self-compassion, realizing that overthinking is a protective mechanism, right? Yes. It keeps you safe from having to feel overwhelming feelings, right?
No, so true. There's just always so much duality. I think one other thing that's feeling alive for me that I want to embrace and really lean into is, I'm not actually sure what the best word is, trust and surrender. I want a mix of that because I don't know what I'm trusting and I don't know what I'm surrendering to, but specifically around finances. As you know, obviously, my husband Dylan just took over a boat repair shop. So he left his very stable and secure 9-to-5 job as an employee, and he's now jumped into the entrepreneur life. And obviously, that's super exciting. And there's so much potential. But in the very present moment and the short-term future, there's a lot of constriction, a lot of contraction, a lot of unknown. We are basically bracing for no income coming in this month. And that inherently is kind of putting pressure on me to if we want to see some money in the bank, that's on me to show up more and really launch all the things that I keep talking about launching and just marketing more. And it's this beautiful invitation for me to really lean into a lot of the things that I preach about, a lot of things that I coach other women to do in their business and in their marketing. And part of that comes with this trust and surrender piece of not forcing things and not necessarily taking action from desperation and scarcity. So yeah, trying to figure out what that actually looks like for me and embodying some of that in my work while also holding space for the reality that we do need money, right? It's 2024. We don't just trade beads anymore. We do need money to live. We have a mortgage we have to pay for. We need groceries, all the things. So that's another thing that I've spent a lot of time kind of untangling is my relationship with money and my relationship with being open to receive. So maybe that's what I'm surrendering and trusting into, is that receptorship. So like, okay, my job, my intention, my devotion is to showing up and making myself available and making sure that my marketing is clear so that people know what I'm serving, right? Selling is serving. So I just need to continue to serve and give people an option to pay me and then be open to receiving that payment.
Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, all this, yeah. And like all this like money stuff, really, it's scary, right? Because it touches on these, like it touches on safety. It touches on stability. Yeah. It's like a very, very potent kind of risk, right? Like it threatens that safety on such a real and deep level.
Yeah, I think the safety and stability piece is really important to hold space to too, especially for us. Like we both are ex-nurses and came from stable and secure jobs and kind of came from this belief and mindset that like that stability and security from money was a benchmark of success.
Yes, yes, yes.
So again, untangling that and not allowing that to become a benchmark of our worthiness, because that's the other thing, is somehow those have been morphed in together, right? Success and worthiness and productivity and money. And it's like, ooh, yeah. Okay, none of those things were actually supposed to be in the same.
Yeah.
In the sentence, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, what does it mean about you if, you know, your family is not bringing in money this month? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are big, big questions to like play with and untangle and like, okay, can I just lean back and trust and know that we're going to, it's just a, you know, a part of our journey, like a, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Okay. I think I'm feeling complete for now. I know the intention is not to let these go. And I think as we are doing them twice monthly and they become more consistent, it won't feel like we have so much rising to the surface. So This feels good for me for today. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just naming again that I'm so distracted. But thank you for holding us down this week.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna like take turns on yeah. that.
For sure.
And that's gonna be like absolutely perfect. I also like envision this sometimes becoming like one of us in the car or like one like it's gonna be messy, right? Because we had this conversation of like, okay, do we really have the capacity to commit to meeting up together specifically on the new moon and full moon dates? And like the quick answer could be no, right? We easily could have been like, no, like we're too busy, like momming is going to get in the way, especially because it's never going to line up with the same days that we have childcare arranged. I guess celebrating us for moving forward despite having that stability and instead finding safety in allowing this to be messy, allowing it to be imperfect, allowing it to have interruptions, allowing it to, allowing us to show up distracted if we are. Like, I still think that's better than not showing up at all. So thank you for being here. All of your distracted self and Zoe, like, it was still a pleasure to share this space and experience your energy and see you.
Yeah, always good to see you.
And I'm so excited to hear how the in-person circle goes later today.
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like I said, Lauren and I are hosting a virtual women's circle for the spring equinox on March 19th. All of the details will be in the show notes.
Yay. Come join us. Come play with us.
Yeah. Alrighty. Bye, everyone.
Bye. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would be ever so grateful if you would leave a review on Apple or rate the show wherever you're listening from. It really does help this show grow and blossom. All right, see you next time.